Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to another episode of the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. So I hope you lovelies have had a great weekend. I've been celebrating some success in my business. Like I said in the last episode, I've been manifesting checks in my business each month, and things are going great. And I'm really just discovering, and I've been working with a few different coaches. Like I said, I've been working with Genevieve Rackham and Kimberly Wenya. So I've worked with a lot of US coaches, and Kimberly's from Australia, so it's nice to have someone nearby. And I actually met her in person at her event on Friday called Shift Your Reality. And one of the biggest things that I've always done is invest in myself. Like, I've never been one to shy away from investing in myself. And now, since starting this business over the last year and a half, I've really upped that investment. Like, I've really invested the most that I've ever invested in my self-development. And it's really paying off. And I'm learning a lot about money mindset, and it's really complementary to my journey around emotional eating, because like I always say, like, it's that deep inner work. And that's really why I started this business, was to show women that it's the same with every goal you have in life. And the thing that pains me the most about weight loss is that it's behind, in the sense that, at least with money mindset and business, there's so many people out there teaching that it's about the deep inner work and changing your relationship to money. But in terms of the spiritual aspect of food and weight loss, I just feel like there's so much work to be done in terms of helping people understand that it's their way of thinking that needs to change, not necessarily the way that they're doing it. Like, the way that people go about it is just not setting them up long term. And like, I know people have said this around money, and they've said it around a lot of things, and I've said it around food as well. It's not the fault of your environment, okay? It's not because you go to your mum's place and she always cooks you really indulgent dinners, or that your husband comes home and always has like junk food in the house, or it's not because your kids don't finish the food and you end up eating it. Like, all of these things are just your environment, and your weight loss doesn't have to be dependent on your environment, okay? You can lose weight despite what's going on around you, despite the fact that you're busy and you can't meal plan, or despite the fact that you, like, whatever's going on in your life, it doesn't have to be because of that you can't lose weight, right? And it doesn't, the more rules, the more conditions you set up for yourself, the more power your ego has over you to avoid losing the weight. That's literally, it's just another form of self-sabotage when you create too many rules around what you need to do in order to lose weight. And I know that sounds really contradictory, because what we're actually taught with weight loss, and I think honestly this is a marketing thing, right? Because people want to market their products to make them seem more like elusive, or like, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. Like, they want to make it seem like it's something that you don't already know. So like, for example, when I used to be a real sucker for buying meal plans and exercise plans, and like, I've bought so many meal and exercise plans, like, oh my goodness, I'm like a shiny, I have shiny object syndrome. So I'll be like, ooh, that looks good. Like, she's got a really great body. Like, I'll just follow the way she exercises and follow how she eats, and then I'll look like her. And I'm sure you can relate to this. Like, it's just one of those things that we all tend to do, right? And so your brain kind of falls for that. And then you buy the program, and then you look at the meal plan, and then you're like, oh, it's just the fucking same fucking cookie cutter meal plan that everyone has. Like, that's how I used to feel. And it's like, because that's not the real thing that's holding you back, right? That's not the thing, because you can get like meal plans for free if you wanted to. Like, you can like do whatever you want, really. You can like get a meal service sent to you and lose weight that way. Like, there's no rules around how it has to be or what's the best way. Like, there's no magic solution, right? The thing that you don't want to do is like view weight loss as like there's one thing that works and I have to figure out that one thing, because really it's a calorie deficit. And you have to be consistent with that calorie deficit long enough. And the thing that happens is that our body just gets hungry, and then we end up sabotaging that calorie deficit, usually because of emotional reasons. And like I talk about, it's the behaviors around how you eat, not necessarily what you eat. Because pretty much everything we do is on autopilot, right? And so the thing that the times that you sabotage your weight loss are when you're in autopilot from previous behaviors that you haven't changed. And the reason why you haven't changed these previous behaviors is because you haven't changed the thought patterns and the beliefs behind these behaviors. And a lot of the time it's emotional, and other times it's got to do with beliefs that don't serve you anymore. Like my most recent post about not feeling guilty about leaving food on your plate. Like, so many of us are conditioned as children to eat everything on our plate. And it's a real sabotaging thing, because you might be so convinced that you're wasting food if you leave food on your plate. And that's like, it's funny, like it actually makes me laugh now, like why people have such a big deal about leaving food on their plate and wasting food. It's like, it's such a funny belief to me, because it's so contradictory to the belief that people have about wanting to lose weight. And it's like, but look at it from a distance, right? Look, because beliefs are these funny things that when we hold such a strong belief about it, it's like we've got wool over our eyes. Like, we can't actually see the belief for how silly it is. And it's like, you look at this belief that you don't want to waste food, but at the same time you want to lose weight. And it's like, can you see how conflicting these beliefs are? And that if you keep on holding on to the belief that you don't want to waste food, you'll continue to sabotage yourself. And like with any belief, you've just got to continue to try and shift it until you shatter it. It's just like a consistency with like listening to, basically what I did was listen to other people's beliefs that already had overcome what I overcome. That's what I've always done. Same with why I hire people as coaches for money mindset. Like, it's because you want to brainwash yourself to this new way of thinking. And what better way to do that by working with somebody who's already changed their beliefs around it? Like, you know, that's just how I've been building my success around money now. And that's, you know, the same thing around shifting around food and weight, right? So really the thing is, like, with your beliefs around food and everything, shifting the way you think around food, shifting your identity around food. So yeah, really, like, shifting your identity around food, because currently, your identity around food is probably, you're probably like how I used to be, like in that yo-yo diet mentality. So you'll go through phases where you get into this real fixing energy and you want to lose weight. So you get into this fixing energy and then you start being very restrictive or like really perfectionist around following a diet. Maybe you start losing weight, but then on the other end, you're eating everything and you're giving up and you're giving into every single food temptation. And that's really the all or nothing thinking. And a lot of the time that's very subtle, in the sense that you might be like, oh, I've eaten clean all week and now I'm having a cheat meal mentality. It's still that all or nothing mentality that you want to watch out for, because if you're like eating really well and then you're like blowing it on the weekends and disregarding portion control, like, you're not practicing the habit of portion control, which needs to be consistent if you want to maintain weight loss. Because if you have that cheat meal mentality where you binge, you're just reinforcing the binge eating behavior, whereas your identity has to shift into this person that doesn't have that all or nothing thinking. Because a person that doesn't diet, right, the identity around somebody who doesn't diet doesn't say no to any type of food. So they'll eat food if they genuinely feel like it, and they will, like, they'll be able to have a small portion without wanting a larger portion. And that's really, you can, like, you can become that person. You can become, I became that person. So I went from where you are now, where it's like, oh my God, I can't resist this food. And I better say no, because if I have it, I'm failing on my diet and I want to lose weight. So I really shouldn't eat this. But then you really want it on the other hand. And then you end up compensating by eating a larger portion of the thing that is clean food, to compensate for the fact that you didn't eat what you actually wanted. And then you end up eventually having the thing that you're not meant to have, and then you feel guilty about it, right? I mean, I'm sure you can relate to this, because this is so common. People do it all the time. They overcompensate with healthy food. They overeat healthy food because they need to try and resist the food that they're not meant to have. And all of it is still just emotional eating. Like, all of it is just emotional eating. And that's the thing, right? So, like, the thing that I've observed naturally thin people, I've observed them, and they generally don't say no to dessert. They'll have dessert. But a lot of the time, if they might eat it, on one hand, they might be like, yep, I feel like eating all of this, so I'm going to eat it. Or on the other hand, they won't feel like eating at all and they'll just have a little bit. Like yesterday, I went to a Christmas party and like, you know, one of the girls is she's quite naturally thin. And it's funny observing her, because she really eats small portions, but she doesn't, she doesn't have rules around what she eats. She just eats whatever she wants. But if you actually observe her, you might look at her and be like, oh, you're lucky you get to eat that. But it's not luck. It's she's just very good with portion control, because she listens to her genuine hunger. And you can tell, like, because she, you know, will eat till she's full, and then she'll stop. She'll never feel guilty around leaving food on her plate or anything like that. And then, you know, dessert comes around and it's a very rich dessert. Like, I could only have a few mouthfuls because it's so rich. But the former me would have eaten the whole thing or would have said no altogether because I wouldn't have trusted myself to only have a few pieces, because that's the dieting mentality. And see, so how is it that I've gone from somebody who is like you, so I would have been like, oh, I shouldn't have this chocolate tart or whatever the, I don't even know what it was. It was the most indulgent thing. And I would have been like, I shouldn't have this, but I really want this. So then it'd be this battle in my head of like, either I'm not eating it at all or I'm eating it and then I'm going to eat it all. Like, because I didn't trust myself. So the only way for me not to binge on food was to not have it at all. Because once I got a taste for it, it was all out the window. But that's just the push and pull of the dieting mentality versus emotional eating. Like, it's not who you are. It's just something that you've learned and been conditioned to because of the weight loss industry. So that gets to change. And you get to mimic somebody who is naturally thin, like that girl who I was talking about, and then you can become like that too, because that's what I did. And that's what I teach in the weight loss manifestation course as well, is acting as if, and the behaviors that I've observed of naturally slim people and how I stepped into that new identity, right? But the thing is, like, if you keep on holding on to your current identity and being like, your ego is like, I can't shift this because this is how I've been my whole life, or this is just who I am, or this is like because of my environment or my genetics or my hormones or blah, 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 like, you're blocking yourself mentally just by thinking that anyway. And so, like, you just want to realize that you get to have a clean slate and you get to be whoever the fuck you want to be, right? And it's not that it's easy. It takes persistence, but it is very simple and you can do it and everybody can do it. And so, yeah, so that's the thing, right, with naturally slim people. Like, I noticed even with this girl, it's like she'll have a few mouthfuls, but she won't feel bad about leaving stuff on her plate. It's like, why the fuck do people feel bad about leaving stuff on their plate? And I get it. I used to have this belief too, but it's just a silly belief. It's like, so say you save that food for later. You eat it later. You're not wasting it if you eat it later. And if you eat it despite the fact that you shouldn't eat it, or like what I mean is that your body's had enough and you're overriding that mechanism that says that your body's had enough, that's why you gain weight. So if you're got excess weight on you, how is that not waste? It's just waste on your body instead of waste in the bin. Like, that's how you can maybe start to reframe that belief. Because if you genuinely want to lose weight and you're sabotaging yourself, it's like, it's these silly beliefs that we hold around food. And yeah, like, it's really just the ego not wanting us to change. That's really, and a lot of, if you have self-awareness, because a lot of people live very unconsciously, and that's really the problem here, is that we need to all become more conscious and aware of our thoughts, because some of them are so silly. Like, some of the thoughts, because I've been tracking my beliefs for like over 8 years, like around food and stuff. And some of the beliefs that I used to hold, oh my goodness, they're so silly. And same with around money. Like, there's some of the beliefs that we hold and that we keep on manifesting are just the dumbest things. And then when you actually like see the ego for what it is, and it's like, oh, sometimes you just have awareness of how silly a thought is and you're like, bleh. You know, I'm deleting that thought, not going to fall for that one again, you know. But like, really, what I want you to know, right, is that shifting your identity around food is possible. But don't expect it to happen overnight. Yeah, don't expect it to happen overnight, and don't like beat yourself up when it's not like you have relapses, right? Don't beat yourself up when it takes persistence and that it looks like you're failing or whatever else, because that's all normal with any type of change. Like, change is messy. Change is not this, like, you see the good aspect of everybody on social media, but change is messy and like nobody's perfect. So when you're shifting your identity around something, like, give yourself some grace, like, give yourself self-love and self-compassion for the moments where you're messy or it's not working out like how you want it to be, and keep on being persistent, because it does, you eventually, like, the brain is just about repetition. You can brainwash yourself. So don't let your ego talk you out of it by thinking that it doesn't work or it's not going to happen for me. It's like, it works for everything. Like, just think about how you can have a song playing in the background that you're not consciously memorizing the words, but somehow your brain memorizes the words to it eventually if you play it in the background long enough. And it's the same thing with this stuff. Like, just listen to it long enough, or like keep brainwashing yourself long enough to the point where you do believe it and it actually starts working for you, because that's just how the brain works. And yeah, that's pretty much like shifting your identity around anything. Because your ego, if you just start believing the ego and believing every single thought it says, that's when you get stuck. That's when you live in a reality where you're not in control. And it's not like I never believe my ego. I mean, yeah, of course I fall into it. Like I was gonna say, like, nothing and nobody's perfect, but it's the process becomes quicker. It's like, instead of spending months in that place, like, it becomes a few weeks, and then it becomes a few days, and then it becomes a few hours type thing. And it was the same with binge eating and yo-yo dieting. Instead of spending months going through a period of gaining weight back, it would be like, oh, I'm just going through a few weeks of a down period, and then it becomes a few days, and then it becomes a few hours, and then poof, like, I haven't been a binge eater for years now, and I've never ever had a binge eating episode in the last few years. So, like, how does that happen, right? How is that even possible that I've shifted my identity to that, to such a different person? Like, wow, like, so much. I used to have so much trouble with portion control, and now I'm like this portion control queen, whereby I'll have such a, like, a small portion and I'm like, oh guys, I physically can't eat anymore. Like, I physically can't finish this meal because, like, I'm so full right now, compared to, oh my God, I can't get enough. Like, I can't stop myself from eating this, even though my stomach is bursting and I look like I'm 4 months pregnant and I'm bloated and I feel sick, and but I'll still keep on eating, because that's binge eating, right? Is you feel physically sick. You're like, you're so full, but you keep on eating. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm so full. I feel like shit and I feel guilty. Yet off I go and watch some TV, and an hour later, here I am eating again. Like, what the fuck? Right? That's how did I change that identity, right? How did I do that? I'm not anyone special. I'm just dedicated. That's it. Like, I'm persistent. I don't give up. There's no such thing as failure. You know, that's the stuff. And all of that is just brain training. It's really just training your brain. It's really just learning to have awareness of your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs and shifting them, right? You can do it too. You can 100% do it. And you can shift from a binge eater, emotional eater, to somebody who portion controls. And then weight loss becomes easy, because you've learned the behaviors of a person that doesn't have trouble with their weight. You've shifted your identity into a different person. So it isn't about trying to push yourself to eat a certain way, because pushing, well, like I said in the last episode, it's like a lack of band, like you're just building so much resistance, whereas you want to work with your body, like you want to work with your brain, you want to convince yourself that this is good for you. You know what I mean? Like, you got to work with your brain. It's like imagine your brain is this little kid and you're trying to outsmart it, right? And the parent that's like yelling at them and pushing them, they're only going to rebel even more. And like, as soon as they're a teenager, they're the ones that's going to be taking drugs and drinking because you were too like controlling of them, and then they became a rebel. Like, I mean, I'm just trying to find an example for you, but like, there's a smarter way to do it, whereby if you're like, don't eat that sugar or don't eat that cake, like, you're just going to keep on rebelling. You're just going to increase the allure around that food and want it even more. Whereas if you're like, hey, you can have whatever you want, but like, you don't have to eat it all now. It's kind of, I'm noticing it's exactly the same thing with money. It's like, you got to feel abundant, but that doesn't mean you're going to go spend all money and get yourself into debt, right? It's like, you got to feel like you can eat whatever you want, but it doesn't mean you're going to start binge eating. It's the same thing. And eventually it just, you manifest the reality that you want, and it's easy. Like, you get to enjoy food and you genuinely do feel abundant, even though you're not eating all the food on the planet. And you genuinely do get to make money without like spending all of it and going into debt. It's like, it's the same shit, because it's the one like universal laws. Like, it's just, it's, yeah. Anyway, guys, I hope that all makes sense around like shifting your reality around food, shifting your identity. The thing that I want you to know the most is that when you put me or someone else on a pedestal and you feel like these people who succeed are different to you, that's the thing that's holding you back. It's just the belief that you're different, the belief that you're lacking in some way, because you're not. Like, all you need to do is be somebody who's willing and persistent, and you'll achieve anything that you want. And the moment that you put too much emotion into it and you start identifying yourself as somebody who can't do it, that's the problem. And so you don't have to feel bad for having that thought. I have those thoughts all the time. I just don't believe them. And I continue despite that belief, right? And I then just recognize that it's just the ego, and I don't allow my emotion to fall into it, and that's it. And that, like, you can do this too. Like, you can achieve and become anything you want. You can manifest the life and body that you want, right? And you get to have that. Like, you just have to recognize that it's deeper than what the weight loss industry is telling you about, and that you have to shift your relationship to food. You have to shift your relationship around like emotional eating and all of that. It's not necessarily what you eat, it's how you eat, because we're just a repetition of like whatever we do on autopilot. So we've got to just recreate a new autopilot where we're listening to our genuine hunger, we're not overeating, all these little thought patterns that sabotage you, right? So anyway, guys, that's it for today. By the way, still have a couple of spots available for one-on-one coaching if you want to get started. 2019 can be the year that you epically change your body and life. So let me know, DM me or send an email to BarbaraAuban@nodietbabe.com if you would like to apply. And anyway, that's it for today. Enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are, and I love you, babes, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at nodietbabe or check out my website nodietbabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.